Hey there, Bridge family. It's Mike Aquino here in lovely St. Johnsbury, Vermont, where it is rainy, icy, snowy, wet, and every other kind of nasty condition you could possibly think of. But that's okay, because I've got some really good things that I want to share with you, so that outweighs all of that stuff. So, and here it is. Today, I want to talk to you about the prison ministry. I want to talk to you about the great things that are going on in the prison ministry, and I want to talk specifically about the things that happen today in the prison ministry. So if you don't know what our prison ministry is about, it's not like a Bible study. It's not where we're going to go ahead and do a bunch of weeks in a certain book of the Bible or any of those kind of things. We are teaching what is Christianity, and we are explaining what is Christianity through the foundation of God's word, God's will, and God's way. And being able to experience it this way has been so cool. I'm talking, it really changes everything. It changes, it just changes everything, and specifically perspective. And that's one of the things that we heard today from one of the guys at the prison. Was he's been a Christian for a while, and he says that because of the teaching that he is receiving at the prison through this God's word, God's will, God's way, it has changed his perspective on everything. He is now challenging everything that he ever knew. He is now aggressively reading his Bible. He's all the things and stories and the Jesus plus, Jesus minus things. He's challenging everything, wanting to know truth and love. And it is beautiful to see. And it's what it's done is it's encouraged him and inspired him to bring other people to the meeting. And this is where the second part of my news for the day comes in, is a couple weeks ago, he brought two guys with him. And we find out, and they came to our group, and then they ended up making professions of faith Sunday at their church service there at the prison. So here's two guys, and this is kind of cool, because I remember when they first came in, the Holy Spirit just being heavy, pouring in me, pouring on them, and really getting down to the crux of the matters, and really going deep into specific things that they needed to hear, and I knew they needed to hear them. The Holy Spirit was just loud and alive and large that day. I remember that. And then I come to find out, because I was gone for a little bit, that Pastor Jeff had also poured into them as well. And to hear that they went ahead and made professions of faith on last Sunday was a beautiful thing. And I hope that we get to continue to go ahead and disciple them. I hope they come back. So those two things were awesome. They were great. We love to hear those kind of things. It's growth. It's what we see in the Bible. And then the Lord does this. So we're finishing up our group today. And one of the guys who's been coming there for a little bit, he's been coming around, not really sure where he's at. He kind of stops everything that we're all saying. He says, "Can I read something to you?" It was one, and we could tell it was one of those moments that he just got. It was one of those whoa moments where God has done something. And he says, "Can I read something to you?" And I says, "Sure, you can read it." And he says, "It's in Matthew. It's the last part of Matthew." And he's reading the Great Commission. And he reads it. He reads every verse. "Go make disciples of all nations. Baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to obey." All the way down. And then when he finishes, he looks up at us and he says, "That's you guys." And it was just the sweetest thing. And if a Christian could have a compliment, I think that's one of the most bestest compliments you could get, is when you get something like that. And I'm thanking, not boasting on me, I'm not boasting on our pastor, I'm boasting on our Lord. He's large in charge. He has given us today, I know for a fact that this was an, these were Acts 1-8 moments. This was an Acts 1-8 day. And church, we're an Acts 1-8 church. And God is living and loving and doing great things in us and through us. And we are on his blueprint. And it's beautiful when we get to say, you know what? We just want to do what's in God's word. That's all we want to do. So I'm glad that I could share this day with you. Hope it encourages you. It's been very encouraging for me. I can't wait to get back in there to hear and see and talk with the guys. And if you would, please pray for them. Every one of them has so many ripples and issues and things, Lord. Just pray for them, please. And pray for both Jeff and I as we go in there as well. All right? Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.